Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines. Peter of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Peter of Milwaukee?
Hi, Matt. Peter Pekarski here. I'm running for the United States Senate seat from Wisconsin, the election being held in November of next year. I'm calling about one of the issues I put on my website. There are 12 issues up there. It's PekarskiForWisconsin.com. One of those issues is ending or banning systemic racism. And in that regard, I would like to talk.
You're fading a little bit, Peter. I don't know if you're on the speaker. If you can just speak a little louder.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Matt? Okay.
Yes.
If it fades again, let me know. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was one of the issues on my website, PekarskiForWisconsin.com, banning or ending systemic racism. And in that regard, I'd like to talk about Lachlan McDonald and foreign policy and the connection between all three issues. Lachlan McDonald, as you know, was murdered on the streets of Chicago on October 20th of 2014 when he was shot in the back 16 times by one of the officers of the Chicago Police Department. Lachlan was walking away from the officer at the time. The officer was later convicted of second-degree murder. And the mayor of Chicago at the time, Rahm Emanuel, managed to keep the videotape from the dashboard of the police car under wraps for 17 months until he was reelected as mayor. Thereafter, the officer was convicted of second-degree murder. And Friday, President Biden announced his intent to nominate Rahm Emanuel to be our ambassador to Japan. Question is, and as ambassador to Japan, he's not representing just the president of the United States, he's representing all of us. In my view, it would be inappropriate to have a person with that background, distinguished as the other parts of Rahm's career may have been, representing us in Japan, if we are serious about this being a government of the people, by the people, for the people. The people are entitled to know what's going on, and there certainly should not be racism in our society. So on that note, I thought I would call in and mention it to you for you and your listeners.
Well, I appreciate that, Peter. Yeah. And for the sake of our viewers, the caller is Peter Pekarski. Peter Pekarski is one of the candidates for the U.S. Senate to replace Ron Johnson, who's a terrible senator. Peter, tell us a little about your credentials, your background. In other words, I think you said you had a degree in electrical engineering.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm a first generation Wisconsinite. Have a couple of degrees, one of them in electrical engineering from MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm a lawyer, member of the Wisconsin Bar. I've done a lot of work in intellectual property law, patent, copyright, trademark, election law, election protection, which I've done for the party.
Tell everybody your website again.
It's PekarskiForWisconsin.com. Let me point out one other thing. The President of the United States is our employee. And if the people on this call, whether they're in Pittsville or Platteville, where I've been recently, or Milwaukee or Madison, think that it is inappropriate for somebody with this background to be your representative in Japan, it's time to write the President of the United States and let him know he should not go ahead and nominate Rahm Emanuel for this position.
Okay. Listen, thank you for calling in, Peter. There's an open invitation to all these Senate candidates to call in to Matt Flynn Direct, introduce yourself, and say your piece on an issue or so. Peter Pekarski just called in. Appreciate it very much, Peter. And I look forward
to you
calling
much,
in
Matt.
Again. Look forward to your calling in again. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to get back. We're going to get back to a couple of other issues. Well, stay on the line. Chris of Poinette, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Chris of Poinette?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to say that Peter was spot on. Ban racism. That's like a mask mandate. You know, that's something that the GOP and the Republicans are not going to agree with. But everybody else on the planet definitely agrees.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in, Chris, and keep it up. And one of the things that I think we benefit from in the call-ins from Senate candidates and other major candidates is raising issues that you can respond to and comment on. Very good point. Appreciate it very, very much from you and Peter Pekarski. All right, we're going to get to Milwaukee right now. Tom Barrett, the mayor, has just issued an order requiring vaccination for all city employees by October 29, period. That's it. Milwaukee has 6,239 employees. Did you know that? I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. 6,200. 50% of them are probably already vaccinated. That's an estimate, but probably a pretty accurate one. So there are another 3,000 to 4,000 left who are not vaccinated. This order does not apply to the police and fire departments. Why? Because they are represented by unions, and presumably something like this would have to be, bargained for. Although, quite frankly, if I were a judge, I would say if it's an emergency order for public health, that trumps that contract. But in any event, it doesn't apply to them for now. Anybody getting vaccinated gets 2 hours of paid leave for the vaccination. And even if they don't use it for the vaccination, they get it anyway. They get it anyway. I think Tom did the right thing. I think that the only way we're going to increase vaccinations is by mandatory rules of employment, of university attendance. The Pentagon is going to issue one, has issued one for the armed forces. That's millions of people. At some point, when you have the vast majority of society through employment or otherwise required to be vaccinated, the rest will get the point. It's very sad that they have to get the point in this oblique way, but that is how they will get the point. That's how they'll get the point. You know, right now, COVID cases are surging throughout the country. We're seeing levels of COVID spread that we hadn't seen since not only pre-vaccination period, but early. Do you remember back in March to June 2020, how bad it was? I mean, people then weren't even sure that masks were a good idea. Some people thought that masks were a bad idea. Now, the consensus, of course, is that they're essential, and we have a vaccine. But how do we get to the point where we're seeing a spread that we hadn't seen since the very beginning of the pandemic, and it's because of obstruction by the vast majority of the Republican leadership, by the Republican state legislature in Wisconsin, interfering with Tommy Thompson's attempt to put in masking and vaccine requirements of the UW system, which is his job. He runs the UW system. He reports to the Board of Regents. Let him do his job. But they won't let him do his job. You have the governor of California, governor of Florida, threatening school boards and school superintendents, saying he's going to withhold their pay, and withhold money to the school districts that have mask requirements. And the youngsters are going in; they can't be vaccinated. Under the law, they're under 12. It's poor kids in grade school, can't be vaccinated. And pediatric cases are rising. They're rising badly in Florida. There are youngsters on ventilators, they're in hospitals, and he wouldn't have a masking requirement. He's being punitive on masking. He's a gorilla. What he's doing is interfering with his own state. So there you have it. Barrett's doing the right thing in Milwaukee. Public employees have to be vaccinated. The police and fire department should be vaccinated too. That should be a requirement. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.